Yeah.
Right, so now I'm going to do the very fast 2-minute version. Okay, right, getting best one boys, best two boys to read and write. We decided we were going to have a problem. Our school, 970 kids, boys were struggling, just weren't doing it right. So, we've come out with things like, look, if you learn to read and you read as a teenager, you will increase your chances of getting a better job. That hopefully works as well. I was looking at an article in Telegraph, literacy. A young lad put this thing, when this says we're doing literacy, I get like almost a scream in my head. And somebody made this comment, the boy who said the scream is exactly the sort of boy that we should be writing, because that's a brilliant and original description. And you can almost see this guy going, literacy. Yeah? From the Telegraph, it's actually with Garth Malone. We then said to all the staff, right, it's in the GCC standard for full registration. We're supposed to, as a staff, regardless of subject, try and get the literacy and the numeracy going in every subject area. So we get the working group going. We've got a family focus on different literacy ENOs from level 3. The S1 and the S2 focus are different. So we're trying to make that for start-up. And what we said was, does it encourage the boys as well as the girls? So we started coming up with things. The boys don't like standing up unless it's about football. Celtic, greatest team ever, and all this sort of stuff. They don't like doing it, so we got them to design things. So we said, right, voice, what do you need? And they came up with this picture. We then started saying literacy focuses, and we tried to make it simple. That's the ENO broken down into the key words. We then started using these. So every single lesson, if you're going to do a numeracy thing or a literacy thing or a health and well-being, right, you put one of these up and the kids go, yes, it's a health and well-being lesson, excellent. And they crack on. Right, S1 focuses for this term. We've got this one. I can independently select ideas, blah, blah, organise and use. S2, when listening and talking. Because one of the things that came out, and HMIE apparently going to talk about when they come back to visit us, they keep dropping hints, is this stuff. So we're talking about communicate, explain, identify. Again, the boys had an input into this so that we could get the keywords going. How do we get them reading and writing? Well, to start them off, we have the iBook. It's a notebook with a sticker on it. And every word they've got, they write it down. So it's the iBook. So that was really cool. And they scurry around with these. Ways to get boys reading, okay? Most important person in the school, librarian. All right? We got our librarian, and we said to her, right, get things in. So she's got things in like Survivor Girls, a dangerous book for boys, all the informational stuff, all the lists of lists of lists, the top 10 of the top 100 and so forth. Escapism, they're boys, they love the sci-fi, they like the adventure stuff. They also like to collect series. So we've got the whole series of various books. The thing is as well, know them. What our librarian found, and what lots of librarians I think will find, is the girls are much more vocal. We want this, we want that. And hey presto, 400 copies of Nancy Drew. Right? Those of you who don't remember Nancy Drew, you're showing your age, okay? So the young ladies are more vocal. So, get to know them. Graphic novels. We brought a lot of source text. You can get the text where literally sort of like a tenth of the actual book, and it's a complete summary. And they read them, and then they want to read the whole thing. Regular visits to school library. S1 every week, S2 every week. One period, 8 week in the library. We tie them to the beanbags, and we make them read. Okay? Okay, I don't really, but you know. We also... One-on-one, all right? I've got an S2 class, for example, 20 kids, 14 boys, 6 girls. The girls, they go and do their own thing, and the boys, I try and give them as much one-on-one as I possibly can. How long am I doing?
You've got 1 minute.
Right, okay, I've got 1 minute. So competition also works as well. Quickly onto writing, something similar. Again, not trying to teach people suffocates. Most of you will be doing this already. Short, sharp bursts work well. PC games, Machinarium, Samaros. Samaros 1, it's free, stick it on, let them play it. They write a creative piece, they write the backstory, they write the idiot's guide for teachers, and stuff like that. They can do all these things, and they like doing it. Machinarium is brilliant. It only costs £3. contests. I keep entering my boys in the contest and I don't tell them. And I say, that £1,000 you won. No, I've not seen it, mate. Sorry. What have I actually won? I actually got second place and now the won't stop. It's rather writing. Practical writing. I got caught parking fine in Wrexham. I wrote a letter which almost begged and pleaded. And I showed them this letter. And apart from being well impressed with my use of the word mullet, right? It got me off the parking fine. So we show them practical examples. Next thing, very quickly, sports reports. I've got boys, two boys. I'm finishing. I'm moving. They won't write. You give them a blog and let them write Rangers sports reports. And the first week, it's... I've got boys who haven't written for weeks, literally decent stuff, and they're now watching their spelling and everything because they know people are going to look at it. Yeah. And the last one is Antonio. Lives in Chile. And he uses it as a means of communicating with his grandparents and so on. And one of his teachers down there very kindly then started putting comments. And that helped him with his English because he was also able to ask her in Spanish what was going on. So just a few ideas there. Everything's on the website. Things there. And I've also got handouts if you want them on the front.